The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Zara, Daf Samech Dalet, as I was being studied in the Nishmat Avraham Ben Ester, Ruach Hashem Tenihenu Began Eden, Amen. Today, as I was being studied in Fuash Lema, Miki Ben Jamie, and Narifanado, Fata Nefesh, Fata Guf, Fuah Toker Balabo, Vechen Yerasoman Omar, Amen. Begin today's daf on Samech Gimel Amud Bet. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines, 7 lines on the bottom. Yativ Rav Nachman Ve'ula Ve'abimi Bar Papa. Rabbis were sitting. Yativ Rabbi Chaya Bar Ameh Gabayu. Chaya was by them. Ve'yatve Ve'kame Bayadu. We had a question. Sicharo Lishbor Biyayin Nesich Mahu. Okay. Guy's working. What's his job? To break the barrels of the Yayin Nesich. So he's working for the Goy. The Goy has Vadai Yayin Nesich. And we learned that you can't work for Yayin Nesich. And if you work for the Yayin Nesich, the money's Asur. But here you're working to break it. So the Gemara asks, V'yamrina kiven derotze b'ki yumo Asur. Maybe you could argue the money should be Asur. Why? You're destroying it. Yeah, but you want it to be around so you can destroy it and get your money. You don't want anything to happen to this wine before you yourself destroy it. Because if something happens to it, then you're out of a job. So therefore, and therefore you want it to be in existence, therefore the money that you're getting should be asur. Or dilma, kol me'ute tifla shapir damit. Which means the more a person gets rid of the avodah zarah things, better. And therefore the money should be mutar. It's the two sides of the question. Lashi. Lishbor b'yayin nesach. Four lines at the bottom. Lishaber or lishbor habit. Lishbor k'tayayin. Getting paid to break the barrels and pour out the wine. Ma'o. Shiyis sechara mutar. Mi amin ekevan di Yisrael zeh rotzim b'ki yuman shet chaviyot ha'elu shalu yishtabiru akshav. He doesn't want them to break. Me'elehem. Achi shabbarem hu, vito sikaram, asur. So the Gemara says, Amar of Nachman, yishbor vetavo alab beracha. He says, not only is it mutar, but it's a beracha you have. It's a good thing. He's answering the question more than a beracha. It's more than positive. Do it and you should be blessed to do it. So the Gemara says, we'll bring it to ayat of Nachman. That what? The raya has got to be that even though you have an item that's asur b'hana'a and you're rotze b'kiyumo, you want it to be in existence, the money that you get for it is mutar. Where we know it from? Then my Messiah yale, en odrin ima oved kuchavim b'kilayim. Okay, oved kuchavim has a field of kilayim. What's kilayim? He has a mixture, two plants next to each other, the wheat and grapes, let's say, planted kilayim. So the Jew is not allowed to plow in a goy's field next to his kilayim. Okay? Aval, okrin immo, I guess plowing next to it enhances it. So you can't work for the kilayim. Kilayim's asur b'hana'a. So you can't plow next to the guy's field, dig. However, about oklin immo, you can help him uproot. Lashi says, lashlichan liibud. Ve'afal gab derotze b'kiyuman shelo yakru me'elehen ad shekruhu. Even though the guy wants them, the Jew wants the crop to remain intact and not get uprooted by itself, because he wants to do it himself. Why? Kedei lemi'ute et ha'tifla. In order to get rid of the tifla, to get rid of the isur hana'a. Now we didn't get the proof yet. Gemara says, Savrua hamani Rabbi Akivahi. We're assuming that the author of this braita is Rabbi Akiva. De'amar, ha'mekayim b'kil'ayim loke. Rabbi Akiva is interesting shita.
Lecture mode on.
Rabbi Akiva is an interesting shita. not only are you not allowed to plant kelayim, but he holds a mekayim bekelayim loke. Mekayim is just keeping it there. Just leaving it there, mekayim kelayim is also asur, passive. How do you know the Tanya? Ha-menachesh, ve-mechapeh, bekelayim loke. What's menachesh? Menachesh is like you're weeding out the weeds of the kelayim, which enhances its growth. Ve-mechapeh bekelayim, you're covering with dirt also, it's planting it. Loke, get malkut. Because you did a ma'aseh. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Alpha Mekayim. Wow. Even just leaving it there. The kiyum, the wanting the kelayim to be there, according to Rabbi Akiva's asud. How does he know that? My ta'amad Rabbi Akiva, Amar Kira, Sadecha lo tizra kelayim. Says, your field, you shouldn't plant kelayim. Eni ela zoreya. Mekayim inayim. How do I know that if you even just want to mekayim it, you just want to leave it there? Tamud omar lo kelayim. Rashi. Tamud omar lo kelayim. Kelayim de harba'a kadarish. Medesamik kelayim de lo tarbiya. It says also in the same pasuk that you're not allowed to crossbreed your animals. That's kelayim by the behemah. So it says, kelayim de lo tarbiya gemes sadeh shinan. Kelayim sadecha lo. Midloketi behemtecha lo tarbiya kelayim. It should have said in the pasuk, behemtecha lo tarbiya kelayim. Your animal don't crossbreed. Velo tzas sadecha kelayim. And then it said, and it should have said, and you shouldn't crossbreed in your field. Shema mina sadecha akelayim deleil named darshinan. Umashma demazhira katuf shelo yu kelayim basadeh. You shouldn't have kelayim in the field at all. Look at the pasuk on the side. You have the pasuk. It says etrukotai tishmoru beemtecha lo tarbiya kelayim sadecha lo tizra kelayim. So he reads the pasuk as if it's kelayim sadecha lo. The fact that it put the word kelayim of behema next to the word sadecha, so you can read the pasuk. Kilayim sadechalo. To have kilayim in your field is asur. Even if you didn't plant it, even if you're not rooting it and weeding it, the stam wanting kilayim sadechalo, wanting it in your field already is asur. Oh, so that's the Biakiva Shita. And still, what does it say? It says ve'ilu lemi'ute tefla shale. So there's the proof. What did we just say? You're allowed to uproot a goy's kelayim. Who's the author of that statement? We said Rabbi Akiva. Even though Rabbi Akiva holds mekayim is asur. So what do you see? That even though it's asur behana'a per se, it's asur to mekayim, but if you're destroying it, it's okay. Similarly, we'll say, even though Yayin Nesech is Asur, and to deal with Yayin Nesech is Asur, but when you're dealing to destroy it, we waive that Isur. Instead, so the author of the statement that says that you could benefit from the payment of destroying Yayin Nesech is the Biakiva. Just like the Biakiva. It cannot be the rabbis. The rabbis are going to tell you, of course you could destroy the kelayim. You're not making any suit. There's no isur. What's the question? You can destroy it. Because they don't hold kiyum as an isur. Right. They only hold physically doing an action. So according to the Rabbanan, any isur lekayim kelayim. So for sure, when you're working for a goy to destroy his kelayim, of course you can get paid. That's the hadush. The hadush in the Rabbi Akiva, that even though mekayim is asur, and this guy wants the kelayim to be there, but since he only wants it to be there to destroy it, that's not considered a problem. Similarly, by the Yayin Nesek, even though he wants the Yayin Nesek to be there, but he wants to be there to destroy it. Also, Rabbi Akiva is the author of that statement. But it says, lo, no. You have no ayah for Rav Nachman said by Yayin Nesek. Haman, who's the author of the case of kelayim? Rabbanani. It's the rabbis. So the Gemara says, "Ira banan, my idea Okrim. Afilu ki yumena me shapil dame. Exactly. If it's the rabbis, why do the rabbis say, why does the Braita say, you could help the goy uproot his kelayim? If it was the rabbis, you'd say, you could even keep it. The Jew could even keep it there. Because the rabbis hold kiyum is mutar, we're making a diyuk. So you could only help the goy la'akor. La'akor? Why only la'akor? According to the banan, it's mutar l'kayem even. So then, what you say? Even the kayem to help him mekayem the kelayim, not do a physical action, but even the kayem it's a. Look at Rashi. My idea okrin, we did starech le mishle okrin mashu dahar otzi bekiyum nevarut tefla hushari, aval kiyum gamur asur v'yinavana afilu kiyum nameshare. Exactly. The Braita makes sense according to the Biakiva. Again, how does it make sense according to the Biakiva? Normal kiyum is asur. But what? When the kiyum is lema'et, it's mutar. That's the hadush of Rabbi Akiva. Kiyum kilayim is asur. However, in a case where you're working for the goy, to uproot the kilayim, even though you want to be mekayemet in order to uproot it, but that's mutar. But according to Rabbi Rabbanan, but what? Regular kiyum would be asur. Regular kiyum asur, but kiyum amenat la akor mutar. Now that works according to Rabbi Akiva. But it's according to the rabbis, I feel kiyum should be mutar. Why is the blood to say asur la akor? I'm sorry. Why does it say mutar la akor avodah zarah, kilayim of the goy? Not only la akor kilayim of the goy. Even according to the rabbis, the kiyum. Ma says hacha maaskinan. Kegon deka'avid bechinam. This is a new story. It's talking about where you're uprooting the kilayim for the goy, and you're doing it for free. You're not getting paid. So therefore, what? Rabbi Yudai de'amar liten lahem matanat chinam asur. A new concept. Rabbi Yudai, we learned already. It says lo teten lahem matanat chinam. That you're not allowed to give the goyim a gift. So the chiddush over here is that even though you're not allowed to do something to give the goy a gift for free, still the chiddush over here is that we're going to allow you to be okir the avodah zarah, sorry, the kilayim of a goy, if your intention is to destroy it. That's it. Le'olam rabbanani ba'adislik le'mishli okrin. Why do I have to say okrin? Not mishum isur otzi b'kiyumo. Not because Okrin is mutar and kiyum is asur. Kiyum is mutar also according to Rabbanan. Ela mishum isur matanat chinam. Rabbi Yudai dama perik ma'asur yiten lahem matanat chinam. Vashmeinan kal motet tefla shapir dame. That's the Hadush of the Braita. That even though you can't give a goy a matana, but if you're uprooting the kilayim for free, that's okay. Because you're being mima'et teflut, being mima'et isud of the world. Od pa'am. Not Rabbi Akiva, the Braita. The Braita is Rabbanan. Oh, so we had a question. Rabbanan, why are you telling me it's only mutar la'akor? It should be mutar even le'kayem. So you say, because the point is that you're working for the goy, for free. That's the news. That when you work for the goy, for free, in order to mema'et the kilayim, it's mutar. That's the chadush of the Gemara. You're working for a goy for free. Well, you're not to work for free for a goy. Matanat chanam. Ah, chadush. That even though it's normally asur to give a goy matanat chanam, but when you're working for free to uproot the kilayim, that's mutar. So the Gemara says, wait, that's Rabbanan. Good. Mid Rabbi Yehuda Nishman Rabbi Akiva. From that shita of the rabbis, the way they understood Rabbi Yehuda, I'll apply that logic to Rabbi Akiva. Lav amar Rabbi Yehuda, asu liten matanat chinam, aval le'meut tefla shapir dame, Rabbi Akiva name, af agav amar Rabbi Akiva mekamim b'kilayim loke, le'meut tefla shapir dame, v'tu la'vid, and that's it. We gave you a proof now, which means like this. You have isur, don't give a goy matanat chinam, correct? But you see what? Le'meut teflut is mutar. We waive that isur, even though you're working for free, we waive the isur because lema'et tiflut is a big item. So just like you waive the isur of matanat hinnam, so we'll say the same thing to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says what? Lekayim kilayim is asur. So when this Jew is uprooting the kilayim, doesn't he want it? He wants it there in order to uproot it. So just like you waive the matanat hinnam item in face of getting rid of the kilayim, we'll waive the kiyum item in lieu of destroying it. Od pam, you see, to get rid of kilayim, we're waiving isurim. What isur did we waive? Well, in the Bihudah, you're not allowed to work for a goy for free. But if you're working for the goy for free, to uproot avodah zarah, uproot kilayim, that's okay. So apply that logic now to the Rabbi Akiva. According to the Bihudah, it's asur lekayim kilayim. To leave it there, to want it there. So I'll waive that isur when the kiyum is, you only want it there to destroy it. Now we have a proof. Betul Amidi. I could say that the author, now back to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman started the day and said, Hadush, you're working for a goy to break his barrels of yayin. Nesech mutar. Even though you want the barrels to be there so you can break them. Who's the author of that statement? Rabbi Akiva. The Joseph Rabbi Akiva will say, where you want to mekayim the kilayim, which is normally asur, will waive that in the face of wanting to destroy it. Similarly, even though it's the kayim yayin nesech, this is avodah zarah, it's mamash yayin nesech. The kayim yayin nesech is normally asur, but when your whole purpose of kiyum is in order to break the barrels, mutah. So we have a proof for Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is following the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Just look at Rashi. I feel Rabbi Akiva the man of mekayim b'kilayim. Okay, third line. The im zara'an acher uba ze ba'asilim siyag v'gedir kedir l'kayiman loke. Right. How he be mekayim? You're not enhancing it. Will be asur for a Jew to go put a fence around the goy's kilayim. Were you protecting it from items like that? That would be considered kiyum. But just walking by the guy's field and saying, "Oh yeah, I like the kilayim that the guy has," that's not mekayiming it. That's not helping it. Your will is not doing anything. But the kiyum is putting a fence. Oh, so and still what? In this case also now, the guy's working for the goy. He wants the kilayim there. He has a kiyum. But kiyum is really asur. Meaning he doesn't want anything to happen to the kilayim. He's making sure that the kilayim stay until he uproots it. Still. Lema'at tifla, lema'ut tifla shari. To destroy the tiflut is mutar. Simply by the ayin nesir, it's also going to be mutar. Good? Comes the Gemara and gives the next case. Next case. Hadur Yetveh. Okay, the rabbis were sitting again. Rekame baye nehu. Deme avodat kochavim biyad oved kochavim mahu. Oh. Goy sells his avodah zarah. He has the money now from the avodah zarah. Does the money from a sale of avodah zarah of a goy, does that money take on the isur? What's the question? Mi tofeset dameh biyad oved kochavim? Oh no, is it tofes or not? We learned a Jew, if he sells the avodah zarah, a Jew cannot be mevatel his avodah zarah. So Jew sells the avodah zarah, the money is tofes isur as well. Now the money is asur as well. Maybe that only applies to a Jew. What about a goy? Goy sells his avodah zarah. Now he has the money. Does that money have isur or not? Gemara says, "Amalu Rav Nachman." Nachman answers again. Mistavra deme avodat kochavim biyad oved kochavim mutarim. Mistavra it's mutar. Where do you see it's mutar? What's your proof? He says, "Midehanehu da'atu lekame deRabba Bar Abu." Story. They came in front of Rabba Bar Abu. Amalehu zilu zevinu kolma diitlechu. The two itgeyaru. Sell everything you have and then convert. Why did he tell him that? My ta'ama, mishum de kasava, de mea avodat kuchavim, biyadu vet kuchavim, mutari. Guy was coming, they were coming to convert. Right, they were coming to convert. So the rabbi says, before you convert, sell all your stuff. Because if you sell it when you're a goy, all the avodat zarah that you sell, the money will be mutar. But once you convert, and you have the avodat zarah, you sell it to my Zbiyah Susa, give him advice. So you see what? The Oved Chavim that sells his items, it's bitul on the Avodah Zarah, and therefore the money is mutar. Gemara says, Vedilma, the no raya. I still have no raya, like you just said. Dilma shani yatam de kima de datele giyure vaday batra. There you see his intention is to mevatel the Avodah Zarah, because he's converting. But stama goy that sells the Avodah Zarah, why is that a raya that he's mevatel it? A guy that's intending to convert, so when he's selling his Abu Dazar, of course he's mevateling the Abu Dazar, he's nullifying, he's converting to become a believer. So in that case, I could say, when he sold it, the money's mutav. But stama goy that sells his Abu Dazar automatically, by the fact that he's selling it, means that he was mevateling it, and therefore the money's mutav. You can't know that from the Ger case. You said the Ger case is more, it was more, No, not if you mevateling it. A goy can mevatel his avodah zara. No, rules. Rules. A goy can mevatel his avodah zara. Once he's mevatel, he's mevatel it. So we're saying, if a goy sells his avodah zara, the money mutar, well, you see the case in the conference. The conference was sure that when they're selling it, they're mevateling. Problems with my stomach goy. That's even though the ayah. So Gemara says, Elam Acha, listen to the story. I'm going to get ayah for me, no problem. I've not ayah for you. Yisrael, Shaya Noshe be'oved kochavim mane. Okay. Yisrael was owed a mane. He was owed a mane by the goy. Umachar avodat kochavim. So the goy sold his avodat zara. Ve'evilo yayin nesech. Ve'evilo umachar avodat kochavim ve'evilo. Yayin nesech ve'evilo. Mutar. Oh, see, what do you see? The goy sold his avodah zarah, paid his debt, sold his yayin nesech, paid his debt. You see what? It says mutar. Abad im amar lo, hamteni ad she'em kol avodat kukavim ve'avi lecha, yayin nesech ve'avi lecha asur. Oh, but if he tells him, wait till I sell my avodah zarah, wait till I sell my yayin nesech, it's asur. Now, I don't know the difference between the two cases, why one case is mutar and one case is asur. But clearly, what do you see? You see from the first case that he sells the avodah zarah and he pays him. You see, obviously, the item, the money must be mutar. Gemara says, wait, maishina desha, maishina sefa. But what's the desha and the sefa? If he just gives him the money, it's okay. But if he tells him, wait till I sell the avodah zarah, then it's asur. What's the difference? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshat sefa mishum. Because in the Sefa, once the goy tells him, wait till I sell the Avodah Zarah, now the Jew wants it. He wants the Avodah Zarah to be around so that he can sell it so he can get paid. If he doesn't tell him anything, the goy goes on his own and sells the Avodah Zarah and says, here's the money. Okay, I didn't know anything what you were doing. But once I tell you, listen, I'm going to pay you $100. I got to sell this Avodah Zarah first, and I'll pay you from the proceeds. So now the Jew wants the Avodah Zarah. So and now you're getting paid on money of what you wanted the Avodah Zarah to be around. So he says, V'chino tzebi ki yumo ki agavna mi asir. So what? Why should I make it asur? Just because he wants the Avodah Zarah to be around so he can sell it. Why does that make it asur? Why not? I'll tell you why not. We have a Mishnah. I'll tell you why it should be okay. Ger ve'oved kuchavim shiyarshu avihim. Oved kuchavim. You have a ger and his brother. The ger is Jewish, obviously. His brother's a goy. Their goy father died. Now they're inheriting their father. Okay? Now the father's got mutar stuff, and he's got avodah zarah. So how do they... The father's a goy. You ask me, how does a ger inherit his father? What do you mean, of course? Okay, she'elah tova. We'll see. But let's accept the Gemara's fact. They're inheriting. Okay? So the father's got good stuff and bad stuff. So what does it say to do? Ger yachol lomar lo, tol ata avodat kuchavim, ve'ani ma'ot, tol ata yayin nesich, ve'ani perot. They could divide like, you take the avodah zarah stuff, and I'll take keneged that, I'll take other stuff. Now, im mishibau l'reshut ager asur. But once the ger has the avodah zarah ready, it came to him, it's too late. Before it comes to him, he can say, you keep this, you keep that. I'll keep this. But once it comes to him, that's it. He owns it already. So Avodah Zarah a Jew now. Avodah Zarah a Jew is asur. He can't do anything about it. So what do you see over here? Look at Rashi. Tol ata avodat kuchavim. First white line. Alma, the gid rotze b'kiyuma shelot tishtaber ad shiktob miyado kenegda. Mutar, right. The gid wants Avodah Zarah to be in existence. At least until he gets his chelek. Correct? So what do you see? Rotze b'kiyuma shel Avodah Zarah. Like that. Is that a problem? So therefore, what are you telling me? Oh, in a case, go back to our case now. What was our case? The guy owed the money to the Jew. And he tells the Jew, let me go sell my Avodah Zarah first. Let me go sell my Avodah Zarah first, right? He says, oh, that case is asur. Why? The Jew says, he wants it to, he wants to be around. So what? What's with you? The ger also wants it to be around. And we say, it's mutar. Good question, yeah? Now says, Amar Rav Bar Ola Matnitin. You know what the case over there of the Mishnah over there is? That's the Ger case. Is the Mishnah case the Ger? Ba'avodat kochavim hametchaleket nefi shevareha. Let's talk about an avodah zarah that's metchaleket, that still has value after it's broken. Normally in Avodah Zarah, once it breaks, so now to the goy, it has no value. But to certain Avodah Zarah, it's expensive, it has silver, gold, that even if it's broken, the pieces themselves have value for the... So therefore, I could say the case is like this, so at that time of Avodah Zarah. So the ger is in the Rasibikiyumo. Because he doesn't care if it breaks. Because even if it breaks, his brother will take... A chelik. Understand? It's a type of Avodah Zarah that even if the item breaks, it still has a value for Avodah Zarah. So therefore I could... Your whole question was, you see the gate is not sebeki anymore. He doesn't want the Avodah Zarah to break. No, I could say, what's the break? So from his standpoint, he's not sebeki anymore. No chpat no beki anymore. He don't care if it breaks. Because his brother's going to take it anyway. And therefore really, you know, sebeki anymore is asur. But this case is not a tzibik yumo. Hot pam. Goch pako im ze yishaber. Ze yishaber. That's the guess kavana. I hope this breaks because it's Avodah Zarah, Yim Hashem, all that. But it's not going to affect him. Because even if it breaks, his brother's going to take it because it's... It's not worth more, man. It's broken. He'll still take the peace part. So therefore, you could have a king who's not a tzibik yumo. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Tina avodat kuchavim. Yayi nesik ma'ika lememar. Well, there were two cases there. Yes, with Avodah Zarah, but what about the Yayin Nesek case? Which means, what was the convincing story of Yayin Nesek? Yayin Nesek, his brother told him, let me sell the barrels of Yayin Nesek, and then I'll pay you. Now, in this case over here, the brother, the ger, wants the Yayin Nesek to be around. Because if the barrel breaks, he can't sell it. And still we're saying what? You can't tell me, it's a case where even if it breaks, it's okay. What do you mean, if it breaks, the wine's on the floor. So I can explain the Yayin Nesek case. Yeah, what else is Beheres Hadriani? We learned the Hadrian casks. Remember, we learned Hadrian made a hadush in their time. His time, a certain very porous type of clay that would put Yayin in it, and the Yayin would get absorbed in the Heres, and it would dry. And when they wanted to drink the wine, they would take the Heres, drop it in water, and it would soften, and the wine would come out like a wine tablet. You dropped it in, and the wine would go. So in this case, it was the word Hines Adriani. And therefore, he don't care for breaks. Because, why? Let the barrel break. If the barrel breaks, he'll still take it to the brother. So therefore, learn it to Mekiyumo. It's not about a barrel of wine. It's all about this Hines Adriani that has the wine in it. So the Ger says, but she's bored at the Baltic bus. He'll still take it. So my mitzidi lo nusu b'kiyumu. But it's good if it's good for him.
No.
Look at that. No. Yeah, she. Hey, Sadriani. To look at that. They are balu abetucho. Uponet kishone u b'mayim. Yomras is b'hadu nusu b'kiyumu shilu yugnevuhu. But he still wants nusu b'kiyumu. He doesn't want it to get stolen. V'shelo yabdu. He doesn't want to get lost. Till now we were caught up. We thought the only anyan is he wants it to be around, meaning doesn't break. That's not the only way. So we had to break it. We don't care if it breaks. Yeah, but he still wants it to be around. If it gets stolen, if it gets stolen before he makes the chinuk, he loses. So you see, he still wants bikiyumo. And you see what? We see what? That even though he wants, it's still mutar. So why'd you tell me about the case of a loan? That when the guy says, oh, let me sum up with Azara, with that's Asur. This case also supposed to be Kiyumo. He wants the item to be there, not get stolen, not get lost. That's good, you're right. So we have to answer the question differently. Elamara Papa, Yerushata Ger Kamart. What are you asking me a question from Yerushata Ger? Like you said, is there, let's talk logically for it. Is there Yerushata the Ger? There's no Yerushata Ger from the Torah law. The whole thing is a hadush. Like when a ger converts, he's not related to his father anymore. So when his father died, there's no such thing as yirushat ager. So the Gemara says, shani yirushat ager de'akilu barabanan. You see, the whole thing is a rabbinical leniency that the ger should inherit his father. Gizira shema yahzor lekilkuno. Because you don't want the ger to go back to his old way. If you say the ger, you don't inherit. I don't inherit. He said, well, my father's a billionaire. I don't inherit. I'm going back to Abu Dazara. So the rabbi has made a leniency. Let the guy... Similarly, normally if you rotse b'kiyumo of the Abu Dazara, asur. That's why in the case of the loan, where the goy tells the Jew, let me just sell the Abu Dazara and I'll pay you back. Asur. Because you want it. The ger also wants it. You're right, we know the ger wants it. But you know what? Be Mekil. Just like we're Mekil on his inheritance, Bichlal, so I'll be Mekil also on the Tzibikiyumo. Shelo Yazor, the Kalkula. So he doesn't go back to his old lifestyle. Gemara says, and I'll prove it to you that I'm right. Tanya Namehache, I'm a bright that'll support what I just said, that by Yerushat Tager we're Mekil. Says, when do we say that the ger can make this division? You take the Abu Dazara and I'll take the other stuff. Shiarshu. That's why an inheritance. Aval nishtatefu asur. But if they were partners, then already it's going to be asur. What is it, nishtatefu? Which means they were partners in the Abu Dazara stuff. So now they want to break the partnership. Right? So you want to tell them, the guy says, okay, you know what? You take the Abu Dazara stuff and I'll take the... So we're not leaving it. Because once already it was a partnership, he owned it. Once he owned it, he's a ger. He's Jewish. That's it. It's Abu Dazara. Can I be vatil? Can I have any enhana? A Jew cannot be vatil Abu Dazara. But by Yerusha, it's okay. Because Yerusha didn't come to him yet. But you still rotze b'kiyumo. B'Yerusha kilu. So you see, there's a hiluk between Yerusha and Shutafut. Shutafut, he owns it already. There's nothing you can talk about. Once he owns it already, I can't say, you take this, I'll take that. I'm getting Hana'ah. Hana'ah is a Jew. But you see, by Yerusha, we're Mekil. Why are you being Mekil by Yerusha? Barba, he still wants it, so he'll get his heter. Yerusha kilu ba Rabbanan. That's we have an ayah. I've got more questions. Hadur yatvu v'kame ba'il. They sat down, the rabbis again had another question. Ger toshav. Okay, what's a ger toshav? That's a convert that doesn't convert to Judaism, but accepts upon himself Shiva mitzvot. Call him a ger toshav. Toshav means he can remain. Yeshua came into Israel, he had to destroy everybody. But if somebody came to convert, ger toshav, toshav, you can leave them. So this guy came along, I accept. So he doesn't worship Abu Dazara, this guy. But he's still a goy. It's quasi. He's not over Abu Dazara, because one of the Shema Mitzvot is, and he can't worship Abu Dazara. But he's still a goy for everything else. So the Gemara says, give to Shamoshi batil avodat kohabim? Can he make bitul to his avodah zara? Let's go slow. Can a Jew make bitul to avodah zara? No. Can a goy? Yes. Oh, so how are you going to get to Shav to get avodah zara? Gemara says the falach mebatil, the lo falach lo mebatil. Only somebody that worships can mebatil, but the lo falach, somebody that doesn't worship, cannot mebatil. The get to Shav zara avodah zara to mebatil. Is that Oved Avodah Zarah? O Dilma, Kol Devar Mineh Mevatel, Ve'ay Bar Minehu. It's because of the species. Goyim Ked Mevatel. So, Baran, where does he get Toshav? He's a Goy. So, he can't give him Mevatel. Regabe all other items besides Avodah Zarah, the guy's a Dino Ked Goy. Correct? Can't marry again Toshav. He's a Goy. So, do I look at the species or I look at the specific item of the Avodah Zarah that he's not doing? He's. No. It's not worse than a Muslimi that they said is not Nasekh Yai. Or maybe it's a Subishtiya, Mutarbana. It's one of those items. It's not worse than Ishmaeli. Amar Lihud Ibn Nahman, Mistamrad, the Falah Mevatel, the Falah no Mevatel. Oh. So Ibn Nahman wanted to come along and say, he cannot be Mevatel. He's like a Jew to give me this item. Lo falach, he doesn't worship Avodah Zarah, he cannot be mevatel. Only if you worship, he can be mevatel. Metive, well, that's a strong question. Yisrael shematzah avodat kochavim b'shuk. A Jew found an Avodah Zarah in the marketplace. Ad shelo bata liyado, before the Avodah Zarah came to his hand, omer lo avet kochavim batela. He sees the item on the floor. He knows once he picks it up, he's stuck. Now becomes Avodah Zarah of a Jew, and you can't be mevatel. So what should you do in that case when you see it on the floor? Call a goy. Hey, come here. Tevatel it. Once he's mevatel it, you can pick it up. However, mishibat liyado, once the Jew picked it up, eno omer le'ovet kuchavim u'batela. Then you can't tell the goy anymore to do it, because that's the Jews. Why? Mipnei she'amru. Ovet kuchavim u'batela, avodat kuchavim shelo, v'shel havero. The goy can mevatel not only his avodah zarah, but his friend's avodah zarah. Ben ovda, ben she'en ovda. Oh. What does that mean? Ben ovda, ben she'en ovda. A goy can mevatel the avodah zara. So the Gemara says, my ovda or my en ovda. What does it mean? Whether he serves or whether he doesn't. Ilema idivi idi ovet kochavim. If you're telling me that it's talking about that both of them are Oved Avodah Zarah, and what are you telling Ben Ovda, Ben Shelo Ovda, whether this goy serves that Avodah Zarah or whether he serves a different Avodah Zarah? Which means for goy to be mevatel his friend's Avodah Zarah, he doesn't necessarily have to serve it. He could serve Avodah Zarah A and mevatel Avodah Zarah his friend, which is B. That's what it means. Ben Ovda, Ben Shelo, he's Oved Avodah Zarah. Ben Ovda, Ben Shelo Ovda, of this specific Avodah Zarah. That's why we always learned it. But if you're going to learn it like that, Hainu Shelo V'Shel Havero. That's the first case. It says, Ben Shelo Ben Shel Havero. What does Shelo V'Shel Havero mean? He has Avodah Zarah A, he has Avodah Zarah B. So Ela what? Must be Shelo V'Shel Havero means A and B. And what does Ovda and Lo Ovda mean? Oved elanav ovda oved kuchavim. Umay she'en ovda ger toshav. En ovda means he doesn't serve avodah zarah. Who doesn't serve avodah zarah? Which type of goy doesn't serve avodah zarah? A ger toshav. And what are we saying? He can't be batil. Perfect raya.
Maybe he's in the
chapter of oved kuchavim. I'll say. He is in the chapter. He is in the chapter. But it says ben ovda. Ben Shelo Ovda Mevatel. Mevatel. You found the Avodah Zarah on the street. The Jew said, don't pick it up. Once you pick it up, you're stuck with it. Okay, good. So what do you do? Let it Oved Kochavim and Mevatel. Well, you know why? Why are we going to do it? Because we have a rule. Oved Kochavim can Mevatel. His own Avodah Zarah and his friend's Avodah Zarah. Whether he serves, whether he doesn't. Oh. So how do we learn it? We learn the Braita like this. Ben Shelo, Ben Shel Havero, meaning whether he worships A and his friend worships B, shelo b'shel chaveru, even though he doesn't worship his friend's now. And which type of goy can mevatel? Ben ovda, whether he's a worshipper, ben shelo ovda. What type of goy is a shelo ovda? Again, toshav. And still you tell me what? He can mevatel. Oh, question against Rav Nachman. You see what the ger toshav indeed can be mevatel. Gemara says no, no. Le'olam emalach idi ve'idi oved kochavim udika amart haynu shelo v'shel chavero resha ze v'ze lefor v'ze v'ze lemarkulis. Seva ze lefeor, veze lemarkulis. Right, right. The first case which says avodah zarah oved kum mevatel et shelo v'shel chavero, they're both worshiping the same avodah zarah. He worships peor, he worships peor. So the hadush says not only could
a different
peor. Right, I can remember the goy can tell his peor and his friend's peor. His Markulis and his friend's Markulis. The second case is Ben Ovda, Ben Shelo Ovda. He worships Peor and he worships Markulis. The Hadush is the Peor guy can attend the Markulis and the Markulis can attend the Peor. So two different cases. Not Ger Toshav. Really, I tell you, Ger Toshav cannot be Mevatel. Because bottom line, only those that serve can be Mevatel. So, that's not much. We don't know Raya from there. Good. So we have a proof positive. Continues, asks a question against Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman had a case. He was talking about a ger toshav. So he said, can a ger toshav mevatel avodah zarah? Now a ger toshav does not worship avodah zarah. So Rav Nachman said, only those that worship avodah zarah can mevatel avodah zarah. But a ger toshav doesn't worship avodah zarah, like a Jew. And therefore, just like a Jew cannot mevatel, so a ger toshav cannot mevatel avodah zarah as well. So the Gemara has a question, Metive, Ezu ger toshav, what is considered a ger toshav? Ko shekibbel alav b'fnei shlosha haverim shelo la'avod avodat chavim. He accepted upon himself in front of three talmidei chachamim not to worship avodah zarah. Devar Rabbi Meir, v'chachamim omrim ko shekibbel alav sheva mitzvot shekibbelu aleihem b'nei Noah. No, he officially accepted to fulfill the seven mitzvot b'nei Noah. Harim omrim i'elu lo ba'u lechlal ger toshav, which means he has to keep the seven mitzvot b'nei Noah anyway. Ger toshav, it's got to be something more than the seven mitzvot b'nei Noah. Every goy is chayav in the seven mitzvot b'nei Noah. Ela ezo ger toshav ze ger ochel lebelot shekibbel alav lekayem kol mitzvot ta'amurot b'torah chutz. He accepted upon himself to fulfill all the laws of the Torah, except for nevelot. Nevelot he'll eat. One mitzvah he keeps out, but everything else he accepts upon himself to fulfill. As she says, "Kol she'ochel nevelot." That's all the way up. Actually, go before that. Elu ilu lo ba lechlal ger toshav. She yisem mitzvim lahayotam, which means the law of a ger toshav is we have to sustain. The Torah says we have to give him sustenance, we have to feed him, we have to take care of him. So the Harim say, if he's just keeping the seven mitzvot b'nei Noah, then we don't have an obligation to sustain him. He's not any different than any other goy. Exactly. And part of the seven mitzvot is avodah zarah. So then what makes the ger toshav special? So he says, but he keeps everything else. He keeps everything else, all the other the mitzvot ger toshav accepts upon himself, with the intention eventually he's going to convert. The Gemara says, so what do they do? They do. Meaning, when they say ezu ger toshav, the question is, what is a ger toshav that we're obligated to support? That we're obligated to give sustenance to? The Gemara then get to the point. What do you do to this ger toshav? Miyahadim etzlo yayin. You can leave wine by him. Leave wine by him. Ve'en mafkidin etzlo yayin. Okay, Okay, so you could be miyahed, but you can be mafkid. Miyahed is short term, and mafkid is long term. You can leave the wine by him short term, but you can't leave it then by for long term. But even in a city that the majority is Israel, where normally we say the goy is scared to touch the wine, it doesn't matter. You cannot give it to them long term. But you can give it to them short term, even in a city that the majority is Ovet Chachamim, where nothing to fear, it's mutar. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Avam yahadim is still yain Yisrael. Maniyah, the Israel is able to leave. Bahanuto, he's allowed to leave wine in his store. Ad shirech kede mil. A mil, 18 minutes, let's say, he can leave with it. Oyoter, mashi'en kebo vet kuchavim. Dehai kivan de lo palach, since this guy doesn't worship Avodah Zarah, lo naga velo menasech. He's not going to touch it. He's not going to be menace. That's all. We're not worried about his nisuch because he doesn't do avodah zarah. Ulmagav v'chirim de'atem me'al be'beto lo hachinan. Maybe goy can come into the ghetto son's house and touch it and ruin it. De'kivan de'en lo ana'a be'kach en lo manicholigah. Well, he doesn't get any benefit from that. To let a goy come and touch the wine. Ulachlufe b'zman mu'at le'kal me'hash. And to switch the barrels with a different non-kosher one, it's too short of a time to be choshesh. Shemno kiyeno. His oil is like his wine. Just like his wine is mutar, his oil is mutar. Or asur. Asur. Just like the wine is asur for long term, so too his oil is asur. So Gemara says, Shemno kiyeno sekadatach. What do you mean his oil is like his wine? Shemen mika ve yayin nesech. The shemen, don't you see on shemen? When I go say on shemen nesech, so what does it mean? His oil is like his wine, just like this yain is asur, shemen is asur. There's no issue that we have by shemen. Ela yeno kishmano. Ela the reverse. His wine is like his oil, meaning mutar. Now she says, ushmeno miyavi nesech. Ela yeno mutar bahanaa. His wine will be mutar bahana'a kishmano uchodem shehutan hashemen ba'akhira kaiva b'shtiyah asud. Good. So just like his oil is mutar bahana'a, then he make a gezerah, so too his wine is mutar bahana'a. U'nish'ar kol davar. Okay, so that's the gabere getu shavu. Regarding everything else, u'nish'ar kol davar, ane uke omet kuchavim. Regarding everything else, he has the status of a goy. Rabban Shimon Omer Yeno Yayin Nesech. Oh yara, get to shav. Is Yayin Nesech. The Amri La, and some say Mutar. So that's the second shita, and the third shita says the Amri La Mutar B'Shtiyah. Wow, so you have three diverse opinions. First opinion says his wine is Asur B'Shtiyah Mutar Bana'a. The second shita says Yeno Yayin Nesech. This is Yayin regular commit Nesech. And then the third sheet says mutar b'shtiyah. Okay, those are different opinions over here. She says, "Yeno yain nesech de'ero makpid al magao vet kuchavim." That's the pshat. Not that he can make a yain nesech, but he's not makpid to stop other goyim from touching it. But you don't trust him from stopping other goyim to touch it. Okay, tani mia. Now we get to the question. Ulishar kol devara vareu kemo vet kuchavim. It says regarding everything else, he has a din of a goy. That's the question against the Nachman. It says, for all other practical purposes, the Gittu sounds like a goy. Linyan ma? Linyan bitul avodah zarah. That just like a goy can mevatel avodah zarah, the Gittu shav can mevatel is avodah zarah as well. You'd have Nachman said no. On par. Rav Nachman asked the question too. The Gittu shav can mevatel avodah zarah? You cannot. He doesn't worship Avodah Zarah, can't mevatel. But the Braita over here says that a get toshav, okay, he has this law, that law, but regarding all the other laws, he's equal to a Ovet Kuchavim. What other law is there? Ela legabe bitul Avodah Zarah. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak lo liten reshut ulbatel reshut. When we said he's like a goy, it's nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. Really, get toshav cannot mevatel Avodah Zarah. So in what sense is he like a goy? Then yan eruve hatzerot. The 10 yeshuv and the 10 yeshuv. Okay, that's really what's the law of eruve hatzerot. You have, let's say, 10 houses opened up into a hatzer. It's a reshut yahid. Min Torah, the people in the hatzer are allowed to carry from their house into the hatzer and the hatzer into the house. It's a private domain. Hakamim said, since it's a shared domain of a lot of people, it looks like a reshut harabim, but the people will confuse with reshut harabim, so therefore you need to make an erubeh hatzerot. How do you make erubeh hatzerot? Everybody in the hatzer gives a piece of bread and they leave it in one of the homes of the hatzer, as if to say they're all living by him. So therefore it's considered as one dwelling, and therefore it's considered one dwelling, therefore it's not considered many dwellings. Let's say you make the eru. What if you forgot to make the eru before Shabbat? Oh, so you have problems. If you forgot to make the eru before Shabbat, so now, let's say 9 out of the guys made the eru, but one guy did not make the eru. Now he ruins it for them, because bottom line that means you have two dwellings. You have all the guys with the eru in their house, and you have this guy that didn't join the eru. So what he does is, the regular Jews, mebatil the shoot. He says, I forego by my rights to the Hatzir, the Shabbat. So if he foregoes his rights to the Hatzir, so I forego my usage. And therefore, once he's mevatil the Jeshut, it's considered that he's out, and everybody else is in. Problem is, somebody that's a mechalel Shabbat, or not religious, or a goy for that matter, cannot mevatil the Jeshut. If there was a goy living in the Hatzir, let's say, the only way to get the goy not to ruin your eruv is you have to rent the reshut from him. You gotta pay him. Yeah, mamash, rent the reshut from him. That's the only way you can get the goy to be part of the eruv. Bread, we're not mitzadep with him. The only thing is, he's gotta rent you the eruv. Now, let's see the sheep. Liten reshut. Shenu yechol liten reshuto yisrael elu ken sachar memenu me'erev Shabbat. It's the only way that the goy is able to be part of the eruv is you got to rent his property. Look at that. Look at the Gemara now. Uchtetanya. Yisrael mumar. Yisrael mumar. The guy's a rasha. He's a rebel. How is he a rebel? Not so bad. Mishamel Shabbaton b'shuk. He keeps the Shabbat in public. Private, we don't know what he does. But in public, the guy keeps the Shabbat. So this guy, Mevatil Reshut. He has a right to be Mevatil Reshut. He's like a Jew in that sense, that if he forgot to be part of the Eruv, on Shabbat itself, he's able to tell the other guys in the Hasid, "Ani Mevatil my Reshut to you, no problem." However, she'en Meshemet Shabbatot Beshuk, but if he doesn't keep the Shabbat in public, he's a Mechalel Shabbat Fereshiah, he's like a goy. En Mevatil Reshut. Mepele She'amru, Yisrael Noten Reshut, Mevatil Reshut. Israel can give a reshut and it can be mevatel reshut. We'll explain what that means. Oved kochavim ad sheyizkor, but oved kochavim cannot mevatel reshut until they actually rent it from him. Ketzad omer lo reshuti kinuyalach. Right? Either you can say reshuti kinuyalach. My reshut is kanuy to you. I'm giving my reshut to you. Reshuti mevutelet techa. Or my reshut is batel, is nullified. Kana, I said the other people in the hatser are kone. The ensanik leskot, they don't have to actually make a kinyan. Just his words alone to say I'm a batel my reshut is enough. Look at Nashi, the long Nashi in the bottom. Noten reshut. Imaya petach beto patuach lechatser. She said darimba veshachach veno ilev imahem. Erev Shabbat, he forgot to make the eruv. What happens? Mevatel lahem et reshuto shel chaser. V'im lo bitel asur l'otzmi batehem. If he doesn't mevatel his reshut to them, they can't carry. Because comes out there's two dwellings. There's the 9 guys that made the eruv. They won, and then there's this guy. Da'avi lo motzim reshut amiyuchad lechol echad reshut sheish tzeharik ba. V'acherim gan shlo l'otzim reshut reshut b'chavero. Ketzad Yisrael noten reshut omer reshuti kinui alach. My reshut is kanui to the rest of the people in the chaser. V'zen notla memenu motzei al chaser. Kana notem ba'amina ba'am ba'lobat ba'atam ma'ov. V'en sikus kula de kinyan. Beautiful. And therefore what? That's what the braita meant. A ger toshav has a din of a goy lechot devarav le'enyan bitul reshut. Le'enyan of a ger toshav living in a chaser. And he forgot to join them before Shabbat. So then the din is on Shabbat. The only option, he's stuck. He ruins the hatzer. He cannot be batel the shoot like a goy. The only way a goy is able to be part of the atzir is sechirut. You got to rent it from him. So in that sense, but the gabei bitul avodah zarah, he's not like a goy. A goy can mevatel avodah zarah. Get toshav cannot. That's the way the Naaman learns. So therefore, you have no question from the Braita. It's a question from the Braita. What are you talking about? It says a get toshav. First of all, what is a get toshav? Mahloke. Some say he accepts upon himself seven mitzvot ben noach. Sometimes he accepts upon himself not to do avodah zarah. The other rabbi says he accepts upon himself the whole Torah except to eat the nevelot. Okay, what's the status? You can leave wine by him temporarily, but you can't leave wine by him permanently. And then we said, what about his wine? His wine, some say, is mutar bana. Some say it's yayinesich. And some say it's mutar b'shtiya. Okay, but all other laws, he's like a goy. So he's like, all other laws, what's all other laws? Must be like a bitul avodah zarah. Then just like a goy can mevatel, or get toshav, can mevatel. No, just like a goy who lives in a chatzir with a Jew cannot be mevatel his reshut to the rest of the members of the chatzir if they forgot to join him in on Erev Shabbat. What's the only option you do with a goy? Schirut. So to get to Shabbat as well, schirut. Baruch.